and welcome to the Weekend To-Do List. Welcome back, Brian McTavish.
Where two Brians are always better than one.
Always. Well, some might argue, but we won't get into what. Never mind. Hey, right. that's distinctive music,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah, well, that is, of course, the theme from one of the greatest television sitcoms in history, Seinfeld. And we're playing that, as listeners might suspect, because Jerry Seinfeld. Seinfeld himself will do his stand-up comedy thing. He just keeps on standing there making people laugh.
It's really amazing the longevity he has as a performer, isn't
it? Well, he's going to do it. He's going to extend that longevity, at least one more show at 7 o'clock Friday night at the Midland Theater downtown. But when was it? It wasn't that long after the show went away that he supposedly was going to retire from stand-up.
Yeah, that's right.
But he obviously thought better of that.
Well, if he can charge $64 to $79 per ticket, I can see why maybe he's not retiring.
And you may have to split seats at this point if you want to take the whole gang. You know, right. The show ended in 1998 after 9 seasons, and NBC offered him $100 million to film one more season. And he was newly married. He said, no, I want to raise a family. He walked away from that. I guess he didn't need the extra $100 million. But we'll always have from the show Master of Your Domain. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Let's not forget Shrinkage. And my personal favorite, It's Not a Lie If You Believe It. Or something like that, right? Remember?
Yes, right.
He's on the web, too, if you want to check him out online. He's got a show called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is exactly that. He drives around with his funny pals Larry David, Ricky Gervais, even Michael Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. So he's still out there on screen, but he's come back to what he does probably best.
Friday at 7 o'clock at the Midland Theater.
Absolutely.
That is some fine playing of the trumpet.
My gosh almighty, that's Arturo Sandoval, who is the headliner at Rhythm and Ribs, the Jazz and Blues Festival, the annual affair, not to be missed, local and national jazz and blues artists on 3 stages. Sandoval will go on at the end of the game. It's an 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. situation on Saturday.
It's a long concert.
It's a long concert and more. Well, it's a people watching.
You're mingling around.
You're mingling. They have education events there, but, you know, you've got 3 stages. It's all around the American Jazz Museum, yes, at 18th and Vine. I don't usually mention admission, but it's quite a discount for seniors. It's 25, but it's 15 if you're a senior.
Senior.
Well, you know, I'm not exactly a spring chicken, and I'll take it. You know,
that's
impressive. Yeah, I'm not quite a senior, but, you know, you're in the line to get the groceries, and suddenly they say, would you like the discount? And I say, well, sure, why not?
I've always found that unfair, but.
Well, don't worry. You'll get there soon enough. Sandoval is, of course, the fantastic trumpeter, one of the greatest living jazz trumpeters out there. He was actually discovered and mentored by Dizzy Gillespie, one of the fathers of bebop. So he's the ultimate headliner. They also have on stage going on, let's see, Sandoval goes on at 9:45 Saturday. He's preceded by Brian McKnight, who's actually an R&B guy. So you get the R&B and you get the jazz at the very end. McKnight holds he's probably not crazy about this, but I think he currently holds the record for most Grammy nominations without a win. 16 Grammy nominations.
Wow.
Without a win. He has a mighty falsetto, favorable comparisons to Stevie Wonder. And they do have these educational events, like in the Weebop Room, which has to be somewhere near the Blue Room, I'm thinking. They've got jazz storytelling at 2, jazz poetry at 3, women in jazz film talk at 4. Get your jazz on and go check this event out this weekend.
You can find all of Brian McTavish's pick for this weekend to-do list on our website, kcur.org. Now, to change the musical tenor of the day, we move from Rhythm and Ribs to bloody Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, they could have bloody in there more than twice, but because he had a bloody history. Bloody Andrew Jackson, the nation's 7th president, the guy who gets credit for starting up the Democratic Party many years ago. And there's that popular song by Johnny Horton in the late 1950s. Remember the Battle of New Orleans?
Yes.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi, and they fight off the British, and the British ran so fast the hounds couldn't catch him, right?
I the only thing better would have been you singing it just now, Brian.
Well, I might sing something in a moment.
All right.
Anything could happen.
Okay.
But yes, this Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson is a rock musical with a live band on stage. It actually got started in previews Wednesday night. We have preview performances tonight and Friday. And then it officially kicks off Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at the Unicorn Theater at 38th and Main. I think this Andrew Jackson is a little sexier than the real Andrew Jackson. I think there might be some pectoral muscles on display here.
Huh.
The show is hailed as something for, quote, political junkies, history buffs, and rock and roll fans. My thinking is if you're all three, well, you're probably vibrating right now in anticipation. What,
was the actual Andrew Jackson known for his... his pectoral muscles, as you said, Brian?
Well, you have to ask his wife, Rachel, about that, who's also depicted in this. She had kind of a sad end. But here's the central question about Andrew Jackson. Was he the fierce frontiersman? Well, he was a fierce frontiersman. Say that five times. Was he one of America's great presidents, or, as some have said, an American Hitler? And what this show does, it explores the sheer populist dynamism of Jackson's no-nonsense character, no doubt about that. But also it looks at the sweepingly authoritative and, I would say, arguably... actually quite tragic decisions that he made in his military and political career, most notably, and this is very sad, and this is a comedy of sorts, but this does address some serious issues, including the fate of the American Indian as carried out by Jackson by way of the Indian Removal Act. So it's an irreverent show, but it has some serious underpinnings. Not exactly revisionist history, but hey, it's a rock and roll musical. You can dance to it.
You can at least have some fun with it.
Yeah.
It's at the Unicorn at 3828 Main, even tonight and throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open spaces that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be
Dinah.
Dinah. Dinah Shore, who else? Don't fence Dinah in. I certainly wouldn't try.
What on earth? I don't think Dinah Shore is coming to town. So what is?
In a sense, Dinah Shore will be coming to town. This is about a show called The Satin Dolls. It's a tribute to legendary female singers of the 40s and 50s. On stage, we'll have Samantha Agron, I hope that's the right pronunciation, Colleen Great and Julie Shaw, but they'll be singing the songs made famous by Dinah Shore and Judy Garland and Connie Francis and Ella Fitzgerald. I was fascinated with Dinah Shore as an adolescent in the 1970s. She was a very well-preserved 50-something-year-old woman, let me tell you. Remember, she had that thing with Burt Reynolds.
I don't remember,
he
but I'll take
May,
your word for it.
It was a May-December romance. He was May, she was December, but it was a Merry Christmas, let me tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah, I always liked Dinah Shore very much. And her biggest hit, she started out as a girl singer in the big band era and, you know, had her own TV variety show and eventually that daytime TV talk show in the 70s, pre-Oprah. But her biggest hit, I'm arguing, was the commercial jingle for Chevrolet. You ready?
Yeah, sing it for
See
us.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's the greatest land of all.
Okay, you
Remember?
Can stop singing it for us now.
Come on, America was the greatest land of all.
It still is, Brian, still is.
Maybe.
This is this is happening tonight and Friday and Saturday. Where at?
At the Chestnut Fine Arts Center in beautiful downtown Olathe. And it's this weekend, it's next weekend. You know, relive the past, be the past. Go see it.
Mustache!
That is the best musical clip we have ever played on this program, Brian.
What a way to go out. Yeah, certainly better than my little musical ditty there. Okay, Mustache-5K. It's a brand new and sure to be fun 5K run and walk for Mustache fans.
Very quickly.
Very quickly. Well, you got to do this quickly on the show. Start time is 8:30 a.m. Saturday. It's at Park Place at 117th and Nall in Leawood, right by Town Center. If you don't have a mustache, they'll give you a fake mustache kit.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Brian, that is great. Thank you so much for being here today.
I actually might show up next week with a mustache. I would make it if I were you.
You can find Brian McTavish's weekend to-do list and more information about our show at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow, the DVD gurus are here. Dracula Bites and The Mummy Rises as they take on the Hammer Studios horror movie archives. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Brian Ellison, in for Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.